This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Remember over a year ago when I said, when martial law comes to America, you will beg for it. You will support it. You will scream out for troops on the streets. Remember when I said that? And I got a lot of pushback against that. People were like, oh, stop advocating martial law. We don't want martial law. Now, since then, of course, a lot has happened. And we now have an active civil war being waged by radical left-wing terrorists on the streets of America across 50 major cities, committing arson, violence, assaults, property destruction, attacking police officers, shooting police officers, and more. And also, there has been a clarification from my friend Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, who is a constitutional scholar, and he corrected me on this. He said, it's not martial law when elected officials are the ones in charge. So if Trump orders troops on the streets, that's not martial law, even though kind of casually people might say, oh, it's martial law because there's troops on the streets. Technically, that's not martial law. That is your elected president defending the nation, cleaning out domestic enemies. Martial law is when an unelected military dictator is running the show. That's martial law. And we aren't going to have that. We have an elected president deploying the military to put down an illegal insurrection. It may look like what some people call martial law, but it isn't technically martial law. And this is what I'm talking about. There will be troops on the streets before the end of this year. You can count on it. It will look like a military operation because it will be a military operation, and you will beg for it. You will support it. I already support it. I'm calling for it. It's time to deploy the military to the streets of America. And you know what? I'm tired of hearing all these libertarian people say, you can't have troops on the streets. Then it's a dictatorship, and you've given up your constitutional rights. Well, guess what? If the troops don't shoot these terrorists, then you're going to have to. Someone's going to have to engage them. Someone's going to have to shoot the terrorists. I say, let the military do it. Otherwise, it comes down to the citizens. And frankly, I don't want to engage in that kind of civil war. We have a military. Use it to defend the nation. Because once it's done, of course, we're going to go back to no more troops on the streets. You know what I'm saying? This is how we restore the rule of law. This is how we restore democracy and a constitutional republic, is you eliminate the enemies of democracy, who are these lawless leftists who are rigging the election, who are trying to assassinate the president over and over again, who are censoring and silencing the free speech of millions of Americans, and who are saying that you don't have the right to exist, and they want to murder you and kill you and burn down your cities and defund the police so they can carry out more anarchy and chaos. Hey, it's time to stop them. And the military is able and willing to do the job. So I'm all for the military on the streets of America temporarily to put down this illegal insurrection, after which they are called back to their normal posts and we proceed with Trump's second term. But with the DNC completely crushed, no more Democrat Party, with maybe hundreds of thousands of left-wing terrorists either in prison or dead. Either way, it's fine with me, as long as we get our country back. And I'm not concerned that Trump is going to turn this into a military dictatorship. He doesn't want to be your dictator. Trump wants to go down in history as the most amazing, most incredible president in history, with the biggest economic boom, the greatest victory in history. He doesn't want to run your life. He wants to get out of the way so that the American people can create a booming economy that Trump can take credit for. And he knows you can't have a booming economy if you're running a military dictatorship. You have to have a free market enterprise. So even if Trump deploys the troops, he's going to want to get them off the streets as quickly as possible to get everything back to the economic boom times. That's Trump's goal. He wants Wall Street to kick ass. He wants small businesses to kick ass. He wants the American people to go back to work. But to do that, you've got to restore the rule of law. And sometimes you have to shoot terrorists in order to get that done. So, you see, Trump, even if he invokes the military here, he's not calling for martial law. He's calling to end terrorism, to restore the rule of law for America, to restore our republic, to restore democracy. I tell you, some of these, I don't know what it is, some of these libertarian people, they don't understand that you've got to use force sometimes to take out the enemies of your nation when it's so clear that they are the enemies. When they say they want to burn down your country, when they say they want to kill your president and kill you, and then they promise that they want to take away your guns and destroy the Second Amendment and stack the Supreme Court with more left-wing justices and abolish the Electoral College. You know what? At some point, when they're burning down your cities and threatening to kill you and destroy your nation, guess what? You got to shoot them with the help of the military. So when Trump invokes the Insurrection Act, which is coming, he has my full support. You know what I will say? President Trump, you can park tanks in my front yard as far as I'm concerned. You do whatever you need to do to take out these terrorists, whether it takes 3 days or 3 months. I'm with you. I will stay off the streets for as long as it takes, because we have no future if we don't protect the future of our constitutional republic against the terrorists and radical leftists who are trying to tear it down. I will stay home. I will sacrifice, you know, my company operations for a temporary period of time. I will do whatever is necessary to defend this nation. I'll bring superfood smoothies to the soldiers. How about that? Give them some good meals while they're out there fighting the terrorists. I will do my part to take our country back from these deep state traitors and these communist China sympathizers and these left-wing terrorists who want to burn this country to the ground. If it means troops on the streets, so be it. So be it. I'm all in with the president defending this nation. And you should be too. That's why I'm recording this podcast. Get on board with this. We need troops to engage these terrorists. And I think, by the way, it'll only take about 3 days. It's not going to take long. The minute these left-wing lunatics realize that they're being shot at by, you know, United States Marines, it's over. It's over. Because I've trained with, you know, plenty of U.S. Marines, firearms training and hand-to-hand combat training and so on. U.S. Marines are not going to back down. U.S. Marines are going to get their job done. You give me one good Marine versus any 100 radical left-wing terrorists, I'll take that one Marine, because United States Marines get shit done. They know how to get shit done. And when it comes to defending their homeland, defending their country against these radical terrorists, there's, you know, you don't even need to give them an extra reason. Not like they're deployed overseas fighting for some village in Afghanistan. No, they're fighting for their own cities. They're going to fight to the death if necessary, and they're going to kick ass. And this is all it's going to take. You just deploy a few U.S. Marine units, and you just give them instructions and rules of engagement. Hunt down the terrorists and shoot them. The job is done. And that's exactly what needs to happen. You hunt them down and you kill them. And you get your country back. You find the traitors, you put rounds through them. I'm talking about the U.S. Marines doing it. Under the order of the President of the United States, which is a legal order during an illegal insurrection. So I'm all for it. I'd love to see U.S. Marines engaging these left-wing, cry-bully, snowflake lunatics. You know, we've really reached the end of this game. It's clear the left isn't going to negotiate. They're not going to abide by any rule of law. They're not going to engage in reason or logic. They're just going to burn your country down until you stop them. So if you're going to stop them, use the military. It is the right and even the duty of the president to do that. And that's why I support him in that decision. I urge you to join me in supporting the president's invocation of the Insurrection Act. And you can join me at Brighteon.social or Brighteon.com. My name's Mike Adams. I'm the founder of Brighteon and the publisher of Natural News. I am 100% pro-America, pro-Trump, pro-military, pro-U.S. Marines, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-liberty. And it's time for all of us, people like you and I, to call upon the president to do what needs to be done. Ventilate the traitors. End of story.